Oh, hi there, everyone. You're listening to Implosion on KDRT 95.7 FM, coming to you direct from Davis, California. I'm Nick Salomon. I'll be with you for the next hour or just slightly under, presenting Implosion to you. And that's a show where I play about an hour of my kind of things that I like, and hope that you do too. I can't say that everything's going to be likable, because I kind of jitter around between different genres, you know. It's just stuff that I like, taken off vinyl, so some of it's a bit crackly, but that adds a bit of character, doesn't it? You know, what's been going on this week? I went up to London at the weekend and went and saw a band called Thrum, who had played a couple of gigs with when we were on tour recently, and they are really, really good, I've got to say. Excellent stuff. I played a track off their album last week, you know, so, you know, it's not something you haven't heard. I'm just checking it. I'm pretty sure I did. Did I? Oh, I don't know. I must have done. Yeah, I'm sure I did. But if I didn't, I'll do it another time. So anyhow, yeah, they were great. And then they were on at quite early. They went on at about 8 o'clock and finished at 9:30, because we had England were playing in the quarterfinals of the Soccer World Cup. And yeah, they won. I mean, England haven't been playing well, but you know, they're getting through. They're doing what they need to do, and they're in the semi-finals against Argentina. So we'll see how that goes. That's on Wednesday, I think. What is it today? I don't know. I think it's Wednesday today. So I record this show, you know, a couple of days in advance, so I've got time to, you know, correct anything if it goes wrong and send it over to America, and then it gets put onto the KDRT files, and it's all sorted out. So what are we going to start with today? Well, it's a single, as usual, an instrumental, going to be started with a guy called Bert Whedon. And Bert Whedon was an old Londoner from the East End. He grew up in East Ham just after the First World War. And he started playing guitar when he was 12 and became a kind of renowned session man in the kind of 40s and, you know, 50s and stuff. He was a big deal, you know. He played with all the kind of American stars when they came over, like Sinatra and Judy Garland and people like that. He would be the guitarist for them. But he also, when rock and roll came along, he embraced rock and roll, which was quite interesting. And he started doing kind of twangy instrumental singles, you know, rather like a kind of The Shadows and The Ventures in the States, you know, that kind of stuff. And they were pretty successful. He had a decent career. He also wrote a book called Play in a Day by Bert Whedon and all the British kind of guitarists of great fame, you know, Eric Clapton, the Beatles, all of them, you know, Jimmy Page, everyone had a copy of Play in a Day, and they probably didn't play in a day, but, you know, it was a kind of guitar tuition thing for kids, really, and kids who wanted to play in a rock and roll band, and it was a big seller, you know. And so, yeah, you still see copies around. Because Bert Whedon's pretty unfashionable these days, his singles go for very little money at all, but this is a great one. It's called Ghost Train, came out on the Top Rank label in 1961, and I think it's great. It's just a short little burst of twangy guitar, which, you know, that's fine with me. So this is Bert Whedon and Ghost Train, so enjoy.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go. She held that note for a long time, didn't she? Good on her. Good lungs. There you go. That was The Art of Loving doing State of Mind, a track off their one and only album just called The Art of Loving, which came out on Mainstream Records in 1968. And they were from Newton, Massachusetts. So there you go. That's about all I could find out about them. But it's quite a nice album, you know, a bit kind of poppy, psyche pop, you know, nice little thing. Before that, we had Burt Whedon doing Ghost Train, a single on Top Rank from 1961. That's nice as well. Okay, we're going to go to Manchester now in the UK, and a guy called Glyn Ellis. And Glyn Ellis changed his name when he became a pop star, and he became Wayne Fontana. And he took his name from the first name. The Wayne bit comes from John Wayne, who he admired as a kind of cowboy actor. And Fontana was the name of DJ Fontana, the drummer for Elvis Presley. So he combined the two and started fronting a band called the Mindbenders, who featured Eric Stewart, who ended up in 10cc. It was a big kind of Manchester thing. They were a successful band, Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. They had a few hits, The Game of Love, you know, the Major Lance track. So, yeah, they were good, but he decided to go solo, Wayne Fontana, and the Mindbenders continued making records without him. And their records, actually, after he left, are pretty good. You know, there was some nice stuff as it went on into the 60s, and they were kind of working on a couple of bands from Manchester, working on putting a studio together up in Manchester for bands, so they didn't all have to go down to London. And they ended up making a place called Strawberry Studios, and it was Eric Stewart, Kevin Godley and Graham Gouldman from the Mockingbirds, and Lowell Krim, who was in a band called the Whirlwinds, I think. So they all kind of clubbed in together and put the studio together, and then they spent a bit of time doing it before most of them appeared again in 10cc. And they had, you know, but the studio was open for the public. I know they had kind of people like Neil Sedaka in there kind of making his comeback. It was just kind of a bit weird, but you know, that's I suppose you've got to make a buck, haven't you? So this is Wayne Fontana, and one of his singles that he did after he'd left the Mindbenders. And it's the A side is one called The Impossible Years, which is a Graham Gouldman song, which is a nice single, but I like the B side a bit better. And it's a Glyn Ellis, Wayne Fontana song called In My World. Came out in 1967 on Fontana Records, although that was just pure coincidence that he decided to call himself Fontana and then signed to Fontana Records, which is a bit peculiar, but there you go. You know, you kind of look and say, I wonder whether anyone else could have done that, like maybe Desmond Decker would have signed to Decca, but he didn't, you know, I mean, but he could have done. But sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I know what I'm talking about. Desmond Decker's got the same name as Decca Records, but spelt differently. But he wasn't on Decca. So there you go. Anyhow, this is Wayne Fontana and In My World. So enjoy. It's good. Self-defense, I think you'll like What a lovely track. That's My Girl in the Month of May by Dion and the Belmonts, and it comes from their album Together Again, because Dion, as you know, he went on and had hits as a solo artist, but although he'd started off with the Belmonts, he kind of reconvened with them, and they made an album in 1967, I think that is. Let me just check my... Yes, it is, 67. Came out, in at least in England, it came out on HMV Records. And it's great. It's got a kind of photo of them standing in Central Park because they're good old New York boys. And they named... The Belmonts were named after the fact that they were kind of started as a doo-wop group on Belmont Street in the Bronx. So, yeah. So it's a decent album, but that track, I think, is particularly good. It's also covered... by the Alan Bound set as well, or just when they were called the Alan Bound, they dropped the set and became kind of trying to become more groovy. But that, you know, they did a nice version of it as well. It's a great song, I think. It's a Dion DiMucci song, so you know, he's obviously, well, he went on and did a load of stuff afterwards. He made some kind of bluesy stuff and a couple of more introspective kind of acoustic albums, and yeah, he's a talented guy. Before that, we had Wayne Fontana doing In My World, a single from Fontana Records from 1967. And what have we got for you now? Let me have a look. I'm just trying to say, oh yeah, we're going over to Scotland now. We're not going over to Scotland, we're going up to Scotland. Geographically, it's north of where I am. I'm at the bottom of England. I'm at the south bit of England, and Scotland's at the north bit. So yeah, this is a band who were kind of big in the punk times. They weren't really a punk band, I don't think. You know, they had kind of punky pretensions, but they're the Skids, and they were a pretty tasty band. You know, Stuart Adamson was a very good guitarist, and when he left the Skids, he formed Big Country, who had hits, but very sadly, he was a bit of a depressive, and he committed suicide in 2001 when he was still a young man. You know, so that was a shame, but the Skids are still going in some kind of form. I know that the singer, Richard Jobson, has continued working with them. So, you know, you could catch them if you're lucky. But this is one of their early singles. It came out on Virgin Records in 1978, and it's called The Saints Are Coming, and it has been covered by several people, including U2 and Green Day. They've both done covers of this, and it's a great little single. So pin back your ear holes and listen to the Skids doing The Saints Are Coming.
I cried to my daddy on the telephone, how long now? Till the clouds don't roll and you come home, the line well. But the shadow still remains in Shorty Sam, your descent.
Shadows still remains.
Oh, an absolute cracking freak beat single. That's Him and the Others doing She's Got Eyes That Tell Lies. That's a single that came out on Fontana Records in 1966. And they were from East London. I was looking up to see what I could find out about them, because they only did the one single. Well, they did two singles, but the second one's under a completely different name, and you wouldn't realise it was them, because it's a good single, but it doesn't sound like that, which is a shame because that's brilliant. They were from the Walthamstow area, where me and my wife and daughter, my daughter was born there, and me and my wife lived out there for 33 years before we moved down to Hastings. And I looked them up, and they were a school band. They started as kids in a school playing guitars, and they called themselves the Warwicks because they went to Warwick School for Boys, and that is where my wife taught for 30 something years. Can you believe that? Goodness, it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. So she actually taught in the school that Him and the Others went to. So there you go. They changed their name strangely to Jefferson Lee, I think. Is that what they? I'm just trying to make sure that they did it. I'm looking. They, yeah. No, what's it? G. No, I can't read my own writing. George Paul Jefferson, that's what they... Jefferson Lee, someone else. Yeah, it's a bloke, an American singer who did Sorcerella. But, yeah, they George Paul Jefferson, they called themselves, who I always thought, when I saw that single, always thought it was a person, obviously, rather than a band. But it is actually Him and the Others. And then they changed their name to The Hand and also to Frankenstein, but neither The Hand or Frankenstein got any records out, which is a pity. So before that, we had the Skids doing The Saints Are Coming, and they were from Dunfermline. We're drinking the blood red wine. The king sits in Dunfermline Tower drinking the blood red wine. Yeah, that's a Scottish poem that we had to learn at school some time ago. Yeah, considering I'm 73 now, I haven't been at school since I was about 17. So, yeah, that's a long time ago. Anyhow, what we got for you now, this is a band who come from not far away from the last lot. This band came from northeast London, around Tottenham, which is, it's a long walk from Walthamstow, but it's the next place along. If you get on a train, you leave Walthamstow to go into London, and the next stop is, there's Black Horse Road, and then there's Tottenham Hale, where they this lot came from. And they were a band from the 70s who were a kind of glam rock band called Hello. And they formed, well, let me have a look. What am I doing? I'm looking at the wrong piece of paper. That's what I can't see. Yeah, they formed, as I say, in Tottenham in about 1971, and didn't really get anywhere for a few years, but then they signed to Bell Records and had a few hits. And this is one that wasn't a smasher. It did get into the lower reaches of the charts, and I wasn't a big glam rock fan, but I got to say, I always really liked this one. I thought it was really good. They were the first band who did New York Groove, that was a big hit for Kiss, I think. And that was a hit for Hello before Kiss covered it. So yeah, there you go. They're called Hello, this band, and the track I'm going to play for you is called Games Up. And I like it because it's got someone going, Games Up. So, yeah, I've given it away. That's a spoiler, wasn't it? So, anyhow, this is Hello and Games Up.
Games Up. Ah,
Getting a bit carried away there, isn't he? That's a band called Esprit de Corps and a song called If, brackets, Would It Turn Out Wrong? And yeah, it's great. They only did three singles and that was it, really. But they featured a DJ, a, you know, big time DJ in the UK called Mike Reed, and he was on Radio 1 DJing away, but he had a kind of history of playing in various unsuccessful bands, really. But he did some good stuff, I've got to say. You know, he's still around. He's on television on a channel called Talking Pictures that is kind of quite a kind of cool channel now. I suppose it's about as cool as your mum's dirty washing, but it's not cool at all, but it's somehow got a kind of a buzz of kind of interest, because it was this guy called Noel somebody, I can't remember what his name was, Noel somebody, who worked in the film industry, and he kind of realised that you could get the rights to broadcast kind of old films and TV series, you know, like B-movies and black and white stuff and cowboy series from the 50s and 60s. He kind of realised you could get that for absolutely peanuts. And so he started up a TV company showing nothing but kind of old films and old TV shows, and it took off and people really liked it, and him and Mike Reed are heavily involved in that station. Yeah, I was looking for the word station. Yeah, that's it. And Mike Reed, yeah, he sits there with Noel. They have this program on every week that just shows old bits of footage and weird bits of music and stuff, and it's a pretty good kind of eclectic channel. So Talking Pictures, yeah, Esprit as it could call came from London, and just did, as I said, three singles. Before that, we had Hallo, who came from London and did a lot more singles and are still going. The lead singer and frontman, who's a guy called Bob Blackburn. No, is it Bob Bradbury? No, I know Bob Blackburn. He's a friend of mine. Bob Bradbury is the frontman, and he's still fronting a version of Hallo these days, apparently. So what have we got for you now? This is a bit of a kind of psych masterpiece. It came out as a single in 1966, and it's the Yardbirds featuring the lineup with Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page. And it's a brilliant single. It's a really, you know, wonderful piece of work. It's called Happenings 10 Years Time Ago. Came out on Columbia Records, and yeah, in 1966, as I said. So this is the Yardbirds and Happening 10 Years. Can't speak.
We'll be right back. day. That sun can get so hot that you can sweat your strength away. And oh, come the night. So hard all day long. If it weren't for the love of a woman, I don't think I'd continue on. And oh, come the night.
There you go, that's a weird one, isn't it? That's Mike Love and Brian Wilson doing a single called Getting Hungry, which is a track off Smiley Smile, I believe, by the Beach Boys. But yeah, it came out as a single by Brian Wilson, Mike Love, and I don't know what they were kind of hoping with that, to get a hit? I don't know, definitely not. You can hardly kind of dance to it, can you? But yeah, it's an interesting one. I wouldn't say it's a masterpiece, but there you go, worth airing just because it's, you know, novelty value, I guess. Before that, we had something or other. We had the Yardbirds, of course, doing Happenings 10 years time ago. I remember the first gig I ever went to without my mum when I was, I think I was 13. I went with my mate Charlie from school, and we went to see the Rolling Stones at the Albert Hall in London, and they were supported by Peter Jay and the Jaywalkers, okay, but they had Terry Reid as their lead singer, Ike and Tina Turner with the Ikettes, and the Yardbirds were the support acts, and the Yardbirds was the lineup that we just played. It featured Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck, so that was the what a first gig to go to. You know, that's, as I say, without my mum took me to gigs when I was younger because I was always into music, and she was quite into music as well, so she'd take me to see various people. She took me to see the Beatles, which was pretty good. Well, not pretty good, it's fantastic. So that was great. I was about 10 or 11, I can't remember. It was a Christmas show at Hammersmith Odeon. I guess I could check it out. I think it was 10 or 11 I saw the Beatles there. That was fantastic. Couldn't really hear much, but I saw them, you know. So that's a feather in my cap, so I'm kind of pleased with that. So what have we got for you now? Well, this is an album that I would honestly describe as bonkers. It's it's the most down the straightest road. It's straight Mr. Straight and his friends doing some singing. They're the Mike Sams Singers, who used to turn up on the really boring old people's radio shows and sing kind of old time songs. And it's an album by them with a band called the Ted Taylor Organ Sound. And Ted Taylor and his organ sound comprised some of the top English jazzers, you know, like Tubby Hayes playing flute and sax. It's got Ike Isaacs on the guitar and various other, you know, well-known kind of jazzers from the British scene. And it's a kind of weird mixture. It came out in 1968 on Dav John Records, which is a peculiar label that I don't think it put anything else out. And Dav John put this out, and it's become a very collectible piece of work. I mean, there was a time about 10, 15, 20 years ago, when you could pick this up in any charity shop for about 50 quid, you know, or 50 pence, not quid, 50, you know, a pound or anything, because it's got a picture of a church and some music on the front. And but really, the jazz is kind of out there, British jazz. It's got sitars on it and all kinds of stuff. And yet it goes into hymns, and it's called Hymns a Swingin'. It's the weirdest thing, and there's a kind of part of me that thinks it's terrible and another part of me that thinks it's really good. So I'll let you make your mind up and see what you think about it. It's hang on, I've just got to set this up. Nearly didn't, but yeah, this is as I said the Mike Sams Singers with the Ted Taylor organ sound doing He Who Would Valiant Be. So this is Hymns a Swinging for you.
He who will valiant be against all disaster, let him in constancy
we Many get there and so few come back. There's nothing there that they could lack. He's standing in the shadow with his bad monkey on his back. Fiends and angels know the
Yeah, that's Martha Valais doing a track called Swamp Man, and that was a single that came out in England, at least, on London Records, and it was from 1969. And Martha Valais came over to England from New York, where she's from, to make that record with a whole load of British top rock guitarists on the album that comes from, which is called Fiends and Angels. And in that particular one, the guitar solo is played by Paul Kossoff of Free, but Eric Clapton's on it and various other luminary guitarists. So yeah, great. She made an album with Bob Marley, amongst other people. And then in 1977, she decided to give up music and become an actress, and is very successful. She's been on TV shows and stuff ever since 77. It's time for me to go, just about. So I hope you enjoyed the show. And I'm going to end with The Who were doing The Last Time in support of The Stones when they got busted. So this is The Who. I've been Nick Solomon. You've been listening to Implosion with me. And this is The Who doing The Last Time from 1960 something or other. So see you next week. Bye.
Once and I told you twice, but you never listen to my advice. You don't try very hard to please me, but what you know, it should come easy. Well, this could be the last time. This could be the last time, baby.
and I told you twice. Someone will have to pay the price. Here's a chance to change your mind.